Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Hey guys, I hope you're all doing well. It's me, Danny, your profesor de español. And I want to wish everybody a little bit of an early Happy New Year. We're only a few days away from that. And I just hope 2024 is just an amazing year for you and all of your family and friends. I hope it's the best one you ever had. So in this episode, I wanted to come on and take just a few minutes to address a question that I get a lot, and that is, how can I practice? Well, that's a really big question, and there are a lot of great answers out there. And luckily, we live in the age of the internet and of technology, so we could probably spend a good hour, 2 hours just going through resources. But I wanted to take just a few minutes in this episode to give you just a few resources to get you started. And then you can obviously get out there on the internet and find all kinds of things. All right. So when we talk about practicing Spanish, we're really talking about two different things. Are we talking about comprehension skills, or are we talking about speaking skills? Well, if we're going on the internet, we're probably talking more about the listening portion, because we're watching a video, listening to a conversation, or we are, watching some kind of interaction, a video, we're watching a movie, a TV show, whatever the case may be. And so we're trying to understand what's being said. That's the big purpose that people watch shows in another language, or they listen to radio stations, things like that. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's talk about that speaking element. How can you practice your conversation skills? This is really a big thing that makes your brain do the processing. You've probably heard me say many times, you've got to do the higher level thinking skills to become proficient in a language. So speaking will do that. How can I practice my speaking? Well, first of all, start with, do I know someone that speaks Spanish that I trust that I can have a conversation with? And start there. But you have to be very clear with the person, and you may have to tell them numerous times, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. You may have to keep reminding them to slow down. All right. But beyond that, you've heard me say that before, but beyond that, can you practice speaking online? Well, there actually are websites that you can find and go to and join that will allow you to speak in conversation. One of those is polyglotclub.com. Polyglotclub.com. I'll spell that out for you. polyglotclub.com. Polyglotclub.com is kind of it's social media for practicing language, and I mean tons of languages. Whatever your native language is, you can join this site for free. You can put your native language in there. You can put what you want to learn, what you're learning, what you are proficient in, and people can find you just like they would be finding you on a social media site. They can find you, message you, and say, hey, you want to practice Spanish? And it may be one of those things where you practice your Spanish for a while, and then they practice their English for a while. It depends on who you're meeting up with, but there are tons of great connections out there for all kinds of different languages. So check out polyglotclub.com. Next, though, I want to give you just a few resources of things that you can use to improve your comprehension skills. Now, I'll go ahead and just start. Look, okay, I'm going to admit this is self-promotion, okay? So I'm just going to admit it, just be honest with you. On our YouTube channel, we now have YouTube membership, and you can join for a small price. It really is small. And you can become part of our YouTube membership on the Language Tutor Spanish YouTube channel and have access to our conversation series. We recorded a lot of different conversations and put them originally on a different platform, but now we've moved them over to YouTube. So you can join our YouTube membership and get some conversation access. All right, but enough self-promotion there, right? Let's move on to a few other things. I want to give you two resources here that are really good. First of all, NPR Radio. NPR Radio, you can get this as an app, website. Radio Ambulante. So it's Radio Ambulante, Ambulante. And this is a really good site that helps you, and it's really for Spanish learners. It's designed for Spanish language learners. So check out Radio Ambulante.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit, or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Also, I want to tell you one final resource. This is a little bit of a short episode today, but Radio Garden. Look up Radio Garden on the App Store. Download the app, and you can find hundreds and hundreds of radio stations that are broadcasting from all over the world. So you can tune in to any country, here's an example. I love the Dutch language. I love the Netherlands. So I like to go in to my app, and it shows all these little green dots where all these radio stations are that are broadcasting on Radio Garden. So I kind of scroll in and I find all these radio stations. I can select one and tune into that radio station, and I can listen to the Dutch language all day long. There's talk radio stations or music radio stations. There are stations that play American music, a mixture, Dutch music, whatever. And you can do that for all kinds of different countries and languages. So go on there. Now, I want to talk about an issue you may find when it comes to Spanish specifically. First of all, yes, it's going to be a challenge, because if you're listening to this, you're probably not a Spanish native speaker. I'm not a Spanish native speaker. I didn't even know any Spanish until I started college. But you're going to find some dialectical issues. People say, oh my gosh, they speak so fast. Well, maybe they're not. When people listen to you speak English and they don't understand English, they're going to think you're speaking very quickly also. And so that's just the way it sounds to us. But now in some cases, they really are speaking fast. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you a couple of places that you may find a challenge. You will find Chilean Spanish to be a challenge. This is one of those dialects that kind of drops their consonants. If you know Robin on our YouTube channel, she teaches English to Spanish speakers. She grew up in Chile, speaks it natively, and she drops her consonants a lot. So that's one issue you might find. You might find it a little bit difficult if you're listening to Chilean Spanish. Also, Puerto Rican Spanish tends to be a little fast in a lot of cases. Cuban Spanish tends to be very, one of the fastest dialects I've heard in Spanish. Now, what are my favorite dialects to listen to? I love to listen to Peruvian Spanish. It seems to be more straightforward. The same would be for Bolivian Spanish. And I find that Venezuelan and Colombian Spanish are relatively straightforward. However, you will hear some dialectical differences. When we say the double L as y, in Colombia, they might say j. Same for Venezuela. Now, if you're listening to Spanish from Argentina, that double L would not be a y, it'd be a sh. Okay, so if you hear the word to cry, llorar, it might be llorar. And again, in Colombia, Venezuela, might be llorar. So, ¿cómo te llamas? So you will hear some dialectical differences. I do recommend that maybe you want to start with something a little more straightforward. Bolivian, Peruvian, Spanish from Ecuador seems to be relatively straightforward. And you'll find some good dialects that are relatively easy in Costa Rica. I love Costa Rican Spanish as well. So I hope that has given you just a few resources in this episode to get you started with your comprehension building skills. Maybe 2024 is your year to say, you know what? I'm going to listen to something in Spanish every single day. This could be the year that turns it around for you. But one thing I do know, doesn't matter how old you are, or if you think Spanish is just not your thing, whatever, I don't agree with that. You're not too old. And if you think that language is not your thing, well, it can be. You can do it. I have so much faith in you and confidence. I know you can. I got through math, and that certainly was not my subject. You've heard me say that before. But I hope this has been a helpful episode to you. And I also want to tell you that I hope 2024 is a year full of paz y bendiciones, peace and blessings. And that's what I wish for you and all of your family and friends. I'll see you on the next episode. Hasta pronto.